Lon Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. There's much uncertainty and turmoil in the world, but there's one thing that we need to remember. God is not ruffled by earthly events. This is because He's God, and He is in sovereign control of everything. That means that God is at peace. He's not wringing His hands. He's not wiping sweat from His brow. After all, Paul calls Him the God of peace. He's the source of peace. All of us have peace with God. The enmity and strife between us and God is gone. But it's one thing to have peace with God, and quite another to have the peace of God. To enjoy the peace of God, we must first experience the peace with God, knowing that nothing stands between us and God because of what Christ did for us on Calvary. And this peace of God ruling in our hearts is the result of this peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul explains this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, to be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Paul declared by divine inspiration that Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, and that therefore, being justified by faith, we, who once were at enmity with God, may enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The result of peace with God can be the peace of God, that we get to enjoy the peace that He possesses, the peace that He gives to His own amid all the troubles of life. This is why the apostle wrote to the Roman Christians, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." While only those who are at peace with God can and should know the peace of God, it does not follow, however, that all those who are at peace with God necessarily enjoy the peace of God. Believers can enjoy the peace of God only when we practice Philippians 4:6, to be careful for nothing. We just turn everything over to His capable hands. All of our trials, all of our problems. As we follow these instructions, the promise which follows will certainly be fulfilled, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As believers, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Therefore, we should not be constantly overwhelmed and defeated by the adversities of life, but we should take heed to the exhortation of Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule your hearts. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now Lord of all peace Himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. God is never caught by surprise. The Lord knows exactly what He's doing. We should have complete confidence in Him because nothing's outside of His sovereign control. How wonderful it is to sit on the bank of a gently flowing stream. It's so relaxing, so calming. Just yesterday, I was out by the Iron Bridge with my wife, and the tranquility of the flowing creek was so peacefully captivating. How much more so the flow of Father's own peace coming into our lives. Give your mind over to the peace of God for divine thinking. Think on these things. That's the instruction of Paul. As you do, you will be divinely transformed by the renewing of your mind from fear and anxiety to rest and peace, coming to enjoy the very life and nature of God, liberating you from the details of your daily life. Listen as Paul writes there in the rest of that passage we've quoted a couple times here, Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, God's peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. As Father's peace grows sweeter to us every day, it becomes among our very greatest treasures. Now, for your edification and enjoyment, here's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver singing Peace Like a River.
Peace like the river,
like a
peace like the river, flows through my soul,
through my soul,
through my soul. Heavenly peace.
peace overflowing.